podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Look, according to a new survey that they did with a bunch of women, they wanted to know what day of the week do you look your best and what day of the week do you look your worst? And it turns out that the average woman says she looks her best. Anybody want to take a guess? When a woman
best.
Her looks her best. When does a woman look her best? What day of the week?
Tuesday.
Friday.
It's actually Monday mornings.
What?
Monday morning at 10 a.m. to be exact is when a woman looks her best.
Huh.
They say it's because the weekend recharges you and you put a little extra effort into your appearance to start the week. But that wears off as the week goes along. Fridays, you manage to pull yourself back together. But Thursday, that's today, when women will look their worst. So ladies, take another look in the mirror before you walk out the door. This is the day where you hit rock bottom during the week.
That ship
is
sinking.
Don't you listen to Finley.
Let me see you. Look at me, Emily.
Not your best looks this
week. Not today.
No. What?
Those bags under your
eyes. Out of your mind.
No, you looked better yesterday.
Nope, yeah. Not true.
4.05 p.m. on Thursdays is when a woman just completely
gives up.
Yeah, she's just like, screw it.
There's a time?
Give me some vodka. Anyway, Monday is your best and Friday is your second best.
Okay.
Now you know.
Good to know.
Now, along those lines, I found this kind of funny. Emily was telling us yesterday that she was thinking about buying a swimsuit, which, look, we already know that that is a traumatic event
dun, dun, dun.
For most women. But she told us that she was thinking about buying a swimsuit online.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So remember, I actually bought a swimsuit last season, and it was the first time in like 8 years that I had purchased one. But remember when I went to the store and I tried it on, I was so nervous. And I was in my own little room by myself, but I just said, no, this is fine. And I just rushed out of there, and it turns out that the bottoms were not very flattering to the old caboose.
Oh, no.
So
damage.
I said, well, I'm not going to go through that horrid experience again. And so I just decided I'm just going to do it online so I don't have to look at myself.
So they're going to be delivered, and then you can try them
and then
on
I can try
home.
Them on at home.
Then you're going to have to return them.
I don't think so, because the cut I got, I have purchased skibbies in the same cut, and I'm just hoping that this is just a stretchier version.
The BBC, the big booty cut?
Yeah. Yeah, they're
granny
the boy
pop,
it, pop it, pop it.
They are granny boy pants. Cut. They are called the hipster.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do they granny. Go up over your belly button?
I was reading so many reviews.
Plug it into the chart from today and the day I was born. They're granny panties.
Big time.
Yeah.
Is it a one piece or is it two?
But I can swim in them.
I'm thinking you should get a one piece, and I'll tell you why. Because we keep asking you to show us your little tramp stamp tattoo, and you won't do it.
Nope.
But if you put on a bikini, we're going to see it.
What makes you think we're going to see her in a bikini?
What makes you think you're going to see me in a bikini?
At some point, we might do some event somewhere where we're out at like Waterworld.
No, I'm going to be very sick that day.
Magic 8 Ball says highly doubtful.
Okay, yeah. So we will never see you in a swimsuit.
No.
Ever.
You see me in a swimsuit, because there's pictures on Facebook of me in a bathing suit, but it's only the front view. Mama knows what's up, all right? You are never going, you have to pay to see my tramp stamp.
But if you don't want anybody seeing that, wouldn't you get a one piece?
Is it that bad?
You too.
It's a giant pterodactyl.
But even with a one piece, it shows your lower back.
It depends, right? Well, the tramp stamp is actually quite high. Because
you're
going to
be that lady who puts on the swimsuit and then puts a t-shirt over it.
I'm actually going to go 90s style and tie a flannel around my waist at the pool.
Yeah, the wrap. What you do is you get the wrap and you tie it around your waist so it drapes down and covers your butt, and you just pull it up a little higher.
Yeah. But so we'll see. Really looking forward to that delivery. Fingers crossed, Gap.
Be a big box.
Big truck pulls up.
Back it up.
A forklift pulls it off the truck.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.